This is the BBC.
On today's show, Alice Levine joins me to play the Google game. It does feature one of the team pretending to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Okay. Greg James is about to do something ridiculous. Loads of people are thirsty for our assembly anthems tomorrow. And why I will never eat your cakes. Just me today, no Chris, he's back tomorrow, but hopefully on for bangers at 2:40. Actually, I hope he isn't because I'm doing terribly at it. I've really gone down, back to my kind of roots of, like, you know, proper Scott anthems this week, and it's really not working for me at all. Bangers at 2:40. In about 20 minutes, half an hour, we'll get Greg James in to talk about this ridiculous thing he's doing for Sport Relief. You know, he did his Gregathlon before? This is same, but double. And you remember the pain and suffering he went through last time? I don't even know whether he's going to be able to do this. You might have heard it with Grimmy this morning. Pedal to the Peaks launch for Sport Relief was today. And he's doing it Monday the 26th of February on his show. He's going to be doing his show every day as well. And cycling miles and miles and miles and going up the three highest mountains in the UK. It's insane. I don't know why he's agreed to it. So Greg at 1:40.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1. Brad says, what does Beyonce actually do in that song? I could hear her. There's one bit she goes, and the rest of it she goes, ayah, and that's why she's on with her husband, Jay-Z, Family Feud. It's Scott Mills here. Right, this person's listened to me for so long. This is Connor. He's like, yeah, I can tell you're in the early stages of a cold. To be honest, Connor, I've had it for a couple of days. I'm trying to keep it at bay with many baroccas. Can we all just discuss Drake today, please, being in the new Dale Winton? I've literally just seen this.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
So Drake's gone all supermarket sweep in America and just goes into a shopping mall, like a supermarket, with a film crew and announces, I'm buying everybody's shopping. So literally everyone gets free food, drink, whatever they want, whatever their weekly big shop is, courtesy of Drake, he buys everyone's. And, like, you see people, like, if you've seen the videos, like, people rush into the meat aisle and, like, chucking massive turkeys and, like, slabs of steak into their trolley. I'd be, like, rushing straight to champagne aisle, wouldn't you? Yes. Also, who went to the checkout? Because I'm saying it's not Drake.
Unexpected item in bagging area.
Definitely not
Remove
him.
Remove this item before continuing.
Scott Mills.
Next time you think of Drake or hear Drake's song...
Would you like me to take Ring as your answer?
Yes, please, Dale.
I accept Ring.
Now, this track by Eminem and Ed Sheeran, the most annoying bit in it, by far, is... Hi, Suzanne. Bye, Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne. Bye, Suzanne. And we all do it in the studio all the time. So, one of the team today, obviously... Not much work going on. So I decided to make this Hi Suzanne, Bye Suzanne remix. See if it's more annoying than the original or not.
I've been a liar, been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. All my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me.
And I know she's using me to try to play him. I don't care, hi Suzanne, but I should have said bye Suzanne. I don't care, hi Suzanne, but I should have said bye Suzanne. I don't care, hi Suzanne, but I should have said bye Suzanne. I don't care, hi Suzanne, but I should have said bye Suzanne. I don't care, hi Suzanne, but I should have said bye Suzanne. I don't care, hi Suzanne, but I should have said bye Suzanne. I don't care, hi Suzanne, but I should have said bye Suzanne. I don't care, hi Suzanne, but I should have said bye Suzanne after the first night, but tonight I am.
I've been a liar, been a thief, been a lover.
Mike in Portsmouth says, love that remix. Hi Suzanne, bye Suzanne's now going to be running through my head all afternoon. Gary Newcastle says, great remix, Scott, you should start DJing. John says, going to be honest, I actually like the Hi Suzanne, bye Suzanne remix. Helps build the beat for the drop. Yeah, that's exactly why we did it, actually.
Scott Mills.
Right, I'm after your stories at the moment for the next couple of weeks on the show. You know, we get loads of emails from you guys, and it kind of runs the show, really. We had the guy who got in touch to help us break the ice with the hot girl in the uni library in Exeter, remember? Also, we're getting quite a lot of profession confessions at the moment. People telling us the insider bits of their job. So we had like the club promoter on the other day telling us about people cheating in clubs when they put the photos of the night on their Facebook or on their website. and you see someone kissing someone they shouldn't be. I met somebody in Brighton last night when I was at this Eurovision thing who said they broke up with their boyfriend that way because they saw pictures of him on the club's website. We had a guy who couldn't remember his flatmate's name. She'd just moved in. None of the flatmates could remember her name. Actually, on a side note, I don't know if this is true or not, but someone told me the other day, someone they know went on a second date with a girl and couldn't remember their name. Couldn't remember her name on a second date, so took her to Starbucks because obviously they asked the name for the cup. It's a good plan. Any stories you've got from your life you want to share with me and the show, we'll get you on. Leave a number on it and your name, unless it's something you want to remain anonymous. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. All stories welcome.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Radio 1. Greg Athlon.
Pedal to the peaks.
For Sport Relief.
Hello, Greg James.
Hello.
I was listening to the radio this morning and I was like, what, another one? What are you doing?
Another one?
Why would you do this?
Well, I didn't want to.
Okay.
They asked me, Sport Relief said, the Greg Athlon went really well, better than we thought.
Last time, yeah.
Would you like to do another one? And I said no, because it was a big effort. And then I went away and thought about it over Christmas. And I thought, well, it raised £1 million.
Yeah.
And it got a load of people doing sport stuff. And it got a load of people talking about the cause we were raising the money for. And it sort of created a mad week of radio. And all the Radio 1 shows got involved. And everyone sort of... It was just a mad thing, wasn't it, for a week?
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, I'm not going to get asked to do these forever. And also, I'm going to be old and decrepit one day and won't be able to do them.
Yeah. So you'll still do them.
And I thought, well, if we can make it more mad and more ridiculous and better to listen to and more fun to listen to, but also therefore more difficult, I think we should do it. And they came back with Pedal to the Peaks,
right,
which will be climbing the highest peaks in England, Scotland and Wales, which is Snowdon, Scafell Pike and then Ben Nevis at the end of February when it's really cold,
really,
and snowy
cold.
But then when you've done the cycle, do the Radio 1 show and then get on the bike and then cycle to the next mountain.
You're doing the show as well?
The show will be on the road for the whole week. I'll be ably assisted by the brilliant Adele Roberts from the Early Breakfast Show. She'll be sort of there in case I don't make it to the destination on time, whatever. But the show is going to be on the road and I'll be on the bike, mic'd up at all times. So if you're doing the show, just a normal show during the week, and you're like, I just want to see how it's getting on, you can fade me up and I'll be on.
That's incredible, but mad. So, like, the distance between the three high mountains, the highest mountains in the UK, that's about 500 miles. In 5 days. I do not envy you at all, apart from you're burning 10,000 calories a day. Jealous.
Oh, hun. I wish.
If only.
Yeah, I think the triathlons a couple of years ago made me realise that I could do stuff,
yeah,
that I never thought I'd be able to do.
You did say this at the time.
I can't believe it's happened. I can't believe it's finished. Finally. Never again.
Never again.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, people say all sorts of things.
Yeah.
But at that moment, I didn't want to ever do anything again. And I didn't until I saw it and really thought about it and just remembered what a mad week it was and how it changed people's perceptions of the charity and where the money goes, and also just got people into doing triathlons and stuff. I thought that was just pretty cool. So why not give it another go and make it even more stupid?
So this is all to raise money for Sport Relief. Radio 1 is going to take a special look at projects which Sport Relief Cash helps to support young people living with mental health issues across the UK. That's what we're kind of focusing on this year. So you can follow Greg's journey throughout the week on Radio 1. It's going to be tough. What I'm going to do, I've worked out the calories, is I'm going to help you, I'm going to eat 30 sausage rolls a day, because that's the equivalent of what you will be, what you'll be burning on the bike.
But that's it. I mean, really, we want it just to be a really ridiculous, unique bit of radio for the week, because I'll be on a bike, or I'll be talking to you whilst walking up the mountain.
This is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I'll give it my best go, but you don't know what, it's icy and it's quite hard to cycle on ice, and God, you know, it's quite difficult to climb
it's
up a mountain.
It's making me really stressed.
The person who went and did the recce last week from the mountaineer, she said it's 65 miles per hour wind at the moment
on
parts of Ben Nevis, so you have to crawl up, otherwise you'll get, pardon the expression, blown off, and you don't want to be blown off
no,
on the top of a mountain.
Not. No, you don't, actually. So this starts on Monday, the 26th of February, and finishes on Greg's show, hopefully, on Friday, the 2nd of March, and it's all for Sport Relief. It's the Gregathlon. They've definitely upped it a level of 10 levels. Pedal to the Peaks launch. Good luck, my dear.
Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Let's take a call. Hello, Radio 1.
Hey, Scott.
Hello, hey, who's that? Jay, you say?
Yes.
Hey, Jay, how can I help?
So I'm downstairs at Cafe Nero and just wondered if you wanted a coffee, or I know you quite like baguettes. So I thought I might take something on for you.
Where are you?
Just downstairs at Broadcasting House at Cafe Nero.
You're outside the BBC in the cafe down there on the little piazza place, yeah?
I am. Okay. Freezing.
How do you, what do you mean I like baguettes? Like, have you been following me or what?
Well, no, I've heard that, yeah, the baguette stories from the student gigs.
Oh, yeah, we did. We used to take baguettes and throw out bread.
Yeah, a bit of driving.
Yeah, OK, so you're right, literally, like, I'm on the 8th floor and you're right downstairs there, yeah?
I am, on the way up.
Do you know what kind of coffee I drink?
I would presume something large and masculine.
Yeah, well, it's normally a latte, but I'm trying to do black coffees at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, Jay. Like, here's the thing, right? You're really near me. It's very kind of you, but we don't know each other. Do you feel like? Do you feel like you know me?
I listen to you.
Do you not think it'd be a bit awkward if we met up? Because like we're strangers, no?
Yeah, man, feel the love.
Okay. Oh no, you sound like a nice guy, but I don't know whether I would. I don't know whether I'd do that. I'll probably be popping out about 2:30. So if you're still there, I'll say hi. But I don't. I won't accept a coffee for you if that's okay.
That's a pleasure.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Okay, that's old. I'm going to be honest, it's like when listeners send in food to Radio 1. And I'm going to say, if you've ever done this, it is very generous of you. And thank you if you have ever been kind enough to send me anything like biscuits or cakes or sweets. But truth be told, I never eat them. Because I don't... What? Just being honest. I don't know what's in them. I'm not like President Trump paranoid, where I'm like, I'm going to be poisoned. But, one, I don't know what the kitchen was like, where it was prepared. Important. And two, anything could be in that. I ain't going to risk it.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I'm getting some bad emails and texts now. I don't know where it's been prepared. Like Rachel from Manchester. She's like, my mum offered me some brownies once. I accepted them. I take a bite and she says, oh yeah, Tim from the tennis club made these. She was like, spat it out. Who's Tim? Did he wash his hands? Does he clean his utensils properly? Not ungrateful, just wary. Also, Claire's been on. She's a teacher. She thinks that she thinks the cakes have been made by the kids because they're like, oh, yeah, my mum made this. Generally, the kid made it. She's like, lovely, I'll eat that later. Never eats them. Bogey fingers.
Scott Mills.
I'm getting loads of emails now from you. You know I said we need your stories for the show. You basically run this show. Anything you've got for me? Maybe you've been ghosted recently and you want to find out why they didn't reply to you anymore? If you were thinking of dating them? Maybe you've got confessions from your job? We've had a club promoter on this week telling us everything about what goes on behind the scenes in clubs. Or maybe you've got one of these superpowers like Chris who can spot a vegan just by hearing their voice. Anything at all, anything from your life that you want to share with me, put a number on it and your name, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Hey, Nancy.
Hello.
Where are you today?
I'm at Exeter Uni.
Yes, Exeter Uni's on a lot on this show at the moment because everybody listens to Radio 1 there, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, you enjoyed the Assembly anthems last week, didn't you?
I did, very much so.
These are the songs from Assembly that you used to sing along, be made to sing along to. At the time, you didn't really care about them, but actually, in retrospect, bangers. What are your favourites?
Well, it's got to be Give Me All In My Lamp as number one. And then, I mean, Shine Jesus Shine with the claps. That was also a great one, yeah.
I'm saying, well, mine change every day. At the moment, All Things Bright and Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Cross Over the Road, My Friend.
Oh, see, I never had that one at my school.
Oh, you're missing out. Do you know what? Yeah. Tomorrow, Nancy, you are going to absolutely love this. You know the DJ remixer Jaguar Skills?
I do.
Right, he has done 2 Assembly banger mixes for us, and they're going to be on the show tomorrow. Yes.
Yes.
What a cool guy to do this for us. So, Jack Skills with Assembly Bangers in the mix. What a treat for Friday. So it'll be all of your favourites that you used to sing at school mixed up. I saw this on Jaguar Skills' Instagram earlier. He's kind of talking about the making of Assembly Bangers. But he appears to be doing an impression of Tim Westwood. Oh.
He was still working on the album. So hot new Assembly Bangers join. Let's Puff the Magic Dragon. Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya. What else have we got? This little light of mine. Shine, Jesus, shine.
Yeah, that one's in there, your fave.
Yes, I'm excited.
What else we got? We got Plough the Filters, Scatter, Kookaburra. Got the ink is black, the page is white, and together we learn to read and write. Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. Puff the Magic Dragon, all the joints up in here.
All the joints. That's going to be on tomorrow's show. Make sure you're here for it, Nancy.
I will be listening, definitely.
Hey, listen, do you want a little tease of what it sounds like?
Yes, please.
We've literally just taken delivery of this mix. Check this out. You'll hear this in full tomorrow.
Dad, could you DJ up my assembly, please? Bangers, assembly bangers.
Ring the bell. School's back in. Get down.
You love it already, Nancy?
Yeah, that's incredible.
It's on tomorrow.
Scott Mills.
This is
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
You're all right?
I'm all right, thank you.
Hey, guess what? We've got this Assembly Bangers mix tomorrow. Are you looking forward to it?
If I can listen.
Well, the thing is, you'll be able to download it because we're going to do it as a podcast. Holly from Cornwall's been on saying, would I be able to get the assembly mix so I can drop it at my birthday party on Saturday night and relive my youth, my school days? Yeah, it'll be on a podcast. Jaguar Skills has kindly done us all of ye assembly bangers that you grew up with. That's on tomorrow's show.
I will definitely be downloading.
You can't listen to the whole show, can you, all the time because you work in a pharmacist?
I do. I work in a pharmacy and I have to try and escape for a little bit on my break so I can have some music.
Okay, so what, do you just go down to your car on your lunch break or something?
I do. I escape and put the show on and sit in my car in all weathers.
Right, so we're part of your daily routine. So you escape to your car and just have a little sneaky listen every day?
Yeah.
Love. Okay, whereabouts do you work?
I work at a pharmacy in Meriden.
Okay. So Chris isn't here today and couldn't be bothered to pick a banger either. I'm doing terribly. So what I've done is taken it into my own hands and I've chosen his as well today, all right?
Okay.
So you can have my song, which is this.
Don't give it to you. Wait for you to get it on your own. X go deliver to you. Knock, knock. Open up the door. It's real.
DMX. X go and give it to you. Quite good, Rachel. It's quite good.
It brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah. Or you can have Chris's song, which is chosen by me, which is this.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Rebecca Black, Friday.
Oh, it's such a hard choice.
I know. I wouldn't know what to do.
Oh, I'm really stuck. Mm. I think DMX might just have it.
Thanks. Scott Mills wins bangers with no sabotage or sneaky tactics whatsoever. Thank you. Yes.
I'm a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Oh. Tune, though. Let's see what Chris brings to the party tomorrow, shall we? That was my winner on bangers, DMX.
Scott Mills.
Myself and Alice Levine are here. No Chris today. To be fair, it's 5 days a week, you know what I mean?
It's a lot. Hey, you're preaching to the choir, it's a lot.
I understand. Sometimes you just don't want to do it, you know? And we're about to embark on another Google game. Right, so we're going to get the start of a sentence given to us. We have to complete the question with what we think people are typing in the most on the internet.
Oh, my.
We've done this before. It's called the Google game. Could we have the first part of the question, please? We have to guess the most popular answers, what people are typing in.
When I'm bored, I...
Okay.
I'm bored a lot of the time. Are you?
Not so much.
Oh, are you not?
No, I'm a very social person, Alice. I've got a lot in the diary. Oh, it's hard to pin me down sometimes.
We know. Mm.
What do you do when you're bored?
The first thing that springs to mind is sometimes I pretend I'm undercover.
Okay.
So sometimes if I'm, say I'm walking home from work.
Yeah.
If I'm, say, I don't know, crossing a zebra crossing and somebody is going too fast, in my humble opinion, I'm a non-driver, I will sometimes, when they screech to a halt at the zebra crossing, I'll mouth their registration plate as if I'm, like, memorising it for something because I'm, like, an undercover traffic cop.
What, so you'd be like FH11
S158BVC. I've learnt some of them off my heart, yeah. So I'll just mouth it quite clearly and shake my head as if to be like, there'll be some comeuppance to this.
What, and you make sure they see you?
Yeah, I look them in the eye through the wing mirror.
And
not,
just
not through the wing mirror,
you
through the, what's it called?
The windscreen?
Windscreen. Non-driver, you see.
And you, so you mouth their registration plate.
Yeah.
And then give a look of disapproval.
S158BVC, yeah.
What do they do back?
Well, I imagine they're shaking in their boots. I imagine they live with that hanging over them for possibly years to come. Because you don't know when the punishment will befall you. I also don't know if they're going too fast. Obviously, I don't know if they're breaking the speed limit, just in my opinion.
Cause non-driver. Okay. I've got one. Sometimes when I'm bored, I will make up backstories for all the people around me.
Oh, that's quite fun.
Right, so, you know when you've forgotten your headphones? Annoying.
Oh, worst day.
The worst. So, like, I'm often on a train to Wales at the moment, Alice, which is quite a long way. So, if I forget the headphones, I just kind of sit there, look around, look kind of like right opposite me and obviously around the carriage, and I'll give them a name and a job, a fake job, obviously, I don't know what they do. Like,
yeah,
so I'll be
course.
Like, oh, that's Jeff, and he works in accounts, and I make up a place where they live, and I, like, imagine, like, I give his wife a name as well sometimes.
And are you kind of like, he's in a loveless marriage?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, all that.
It's the, like, one that got away with Sharon, all of that?
Absolutely. So I make up a whole thing around them, and sometimes I'm so pleased with myself, I do have a little chuckle to myself.
A chuckle?
Yeah, I'm like, like, you can see me, like, with a, like a, it's a big smile, or like, even I'll break into a chuckle sometimes, because I'm so pleased with my my fake person.
But how do you know that you've done so well at it? You just mean you've created quite the world. You don't mean you go up and go, sorry, do you work in an account? You don't cross-reference it?
Oh, no, no, no. I never speak to them.
No,
but
of course
in
not.
My head, I've got who they are.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
And what they do and who they're married to and, like, how many kids they've got. Or, like, maybe they're just single and alone.
I'm picturing you just staring at them as you do it as well. Because you know when you go into that zone when you're bored?
Yes.
Where you're like, oh, my God, I've been making eye contact with that person for 13 minutes.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah. So what have we got so far?
So my one is pretending you're undercover.
So when I'm bored, I pretend I'm undercover.
Yes.
My one is, when I'm bored, I make up backstories for all the people around me on public transport. Some of the team have got some, which I'd like to bring them in on today.
Oh,
because
lovely,
some
yeah.
of them are really weird. I work with some freaks. Back in a sec.
Scott Mills.
Alice is with us. We're playing the Google game. Now, I wouldn't normally do this, but some of the team, particularly on today's show, are weird. And they have some suggestions. So let me just buzz through to Mark, who is temporarily working on the show today. Nice to have him here. Mark, what do you do when you're bored, please?
When I'm bored on the bus or train, I draw Homer Simpson into the condensation of the window.
How old is Mark that works on the show?
33.
Oh,
doesn't look that, does
no,
he?
No, it doesn't.
He's doing well.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Know what you said, yeah.
He does. I've seen him before draw Homer Simpson on pieces of paper in here, though. Which suggests he's bored of my show.
It's as boring as a long bus journey.
Yeah, he's been really... Like, I have seen him do that, and it's like, okay, right, well, now I know that's you're bored.
That's his red flag. That's his warning sign. That's saying, stimulate me.
Yeah. But everywhere he goes, just draws Homer in the condensation of the windows.
Sure.
Okay, Sophie's quite new on the show, but...
Oh, she used to work on my show. You've got a live one.
Right, seriously, yeah. Got a live one. Every day there's a different story. Sophie, what's yours?
So when I'm bored at home with my family, I put my two hands in front of my chest, channeling my inner Tyrannosaurus Rex, and then I jump around the kitchen and then get my family to follow behind me as if in, like, the Macarena or whatever. And we then, like, jump around the whole house, and then sometimes, like, it culminates and I'm just going, meh, 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 as though we're baby Tyrannosaurus Rexes. And then, I mean, sometimes my boyfriend is there and joins in, and he loves it as well. Like, it's... And then basically we all get bored of it and then just go back to normal. But it's well fun.
I've really passed the grenade with that one, haven't
I? Yeah, you have.
My goodness.
Did you have her taken off your show? Or?
I mean, she always used to sit outside the studio, and this intercom thing that you're using, we did not enable that.
Right.
I think that's where you've gone wrong.
What, so you're doing like a dinosaur conga, are you?
Yeah. Like, meh, come on, have a go. It's really fun. Just do it now. Meh.
Where are you from, Sophie?
Sorry. As in, not sorry, sorry.
What part?
Kingston area.
That's weird, because they've got shops there and everything.
You know when someone realises they've slightly overshared?
Yeah.
So she's like, I'll just check the emails again now.
She's got head in hands now. Okay.
Why is everyone bored on your show?
She's literally, like, running around the live lounge with trying to get people to join in. What are you doing?
Hands
in front of a...
It's like more rabbit.
Rabbit.
To me
it's like she's like hopping like a rabbit. She's going, come on, everyone, join in. No one's joining in. She's just literally on her own. She's a lone woman.
A lone Tyrannosaurus.
A lone Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Is it supposed to be a T-Rex? Right.
So we've got to choose from, when I'm bored, I pretend to be undercover. That's yours. When I'm bored, I make up backstories for people. When I'm bored, I draw Homer Simpson in Windows. Or when I'm bored, I pretend to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex and get everyone else to join in. These are quite specific, I think, quite niche.
Yeah.
Do you think any of these are in here?
If Sophie's is, we're in the Matrix. Like, something's gone really horribly wrong, hasn't it? But I say, do you know what? We never take a gamble. Why don't we take a gamble this time? Because we don't usually get it right.
What, on Sophie's one?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But it's not going to be there, is it?
You don't know.
Right, so what are we saying? We're saying this is one of the most typed in things to this question, the end of this question.
Knowing Sophie, she will have typed it in 2.5 million times before she did that impression.
Okay, right. So let's go for, when I'm bored, I pretend to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Is that one of the most popular answers?
When I'm bored, I text a random number. I eat. I get sleepy. I pretend to be a carrot.
Where does that begin, pretending to be a carrot?
Yeah, what's the heart of that impression?
You're halfway there, Ben. Sorry.
That's mean. So, in a way, not a million miles away.
No, I mean, pretending to be a carrot is as weird as pretending to be a T-Rex. So.
I would even hazard that that's more bonkers.
Right. Our one wasn't in there, but actually, you're right. Next time, let's go for the most random one.
It's sometimes worth it.
Thanks so much, Alice. When are you back on radio?
On Saturday at 1 o'clock.
1 p.m. in the afternoon?
That would be an hour afternoon.
Thank you.
I thank you.
A pleasure.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Yas, Yasmin.
Yas, Scott.
You've got Yas in your name.
Yas. Yeah. It's quite confusing, actually.
Yeah. How can I help you?
I emailed in when I heard Assembly Bangers earlier on my lunch break. I could not resist. I just wanted to make sure you have not forgotten the legendary. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole wide world
in his hands. Are you doing the movement as well, the dance?
Yeah, of course I am. Assembly Bangers tomorrow. We've been doing this over the last couple of Fridays. It's like tunes from your childhood, songs that you used to sing in assembly that you've forgotten about. I'm so excited.
It's so wrong, but so right.
It's so right. I'm so excited, like, to bring you this tomorrow because Jaguar Skills has done us a banging assembly mix, and it's going to be on. And there's two of them, in fact, tomorrow. Do you want a little tease of it?
Oh, what a treat! Yeah.
Check this. So good. Yeah. It's on tomorrow. You're going to love it.
You've only done it justice.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow on the show, pop star Harvey between 3:30 and 4, and also Assembly Bangers in the mix. Scott Mills.